This is a podcast from Jayhawkslant.com, the online leader for KU recruiting and team coverage. Here are your hosts, John Kirby and Randy Withers.
We've got a beautiful day for football as the Jayhawks play host to Central Michigan later this afternoon. But for now, it's a bright early Saturday morning made for football. This is your host, Randy Withers, and we're bringing you our game day morning podcast from Jayhawkslant.com. I'm bringing in our resident expert and the top authority on KU football who's been covering the program since 1998, John Kirby. JK, how you doing this morning?
Good, Randy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I am excited for this game against Central Michigan. Looking forward to it and excited about the game day podcast. I think this is great.
You know, I want to know who David Beatty made the deal with here to get two straight Saturdays of 82 degrees and sunny. He sold out to get that. We know that for sure.
I'm telling you, it is absolutely beautiful this morning. And like I said, it is the perfect kind of day for football in the fall. And to think that it's just, you know, the second week of September, we're having this kind of weather. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm with you. I want to know who Beatty's contact is because I need to get him on my speed dial.
Hey, more importantly, how's your Saturdays going? Let's see. Last Saturday was your birthday, and I know you were a little hungover. And then today, now you're fighting a little cold, so I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'm paying the price for last weekend. I don't know. It was fun, and you know, I made a comment to my dad last night that sound like I'm gargling razor blades these days. But you know, hey, I'm getting through it. I'm probable for game time. Let's put it that way.
Right. You were a game time decision, and you played through it.
Exactly. There you go. And that's exactly the kind of effort that we bring to you on Jayhawk Slay It. We're going to break this game down with John, along with hearing from coordinator Clint Bowen. And Kirby just spoke with John Evans, who covers Central Michigan football. All right, JK, you watched the Central Michigan game last week where they barely escaped against Rhode Island in triple overtime. What are your thoughts on Central Michigan when you watched that game?
Well, Randy, when I was watching it live, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, Kansas is going to be 2-0 for sure. Okay. But then it's
wow.
Well, you know, as time goes along, though, you start to realize, hey, this is week one. And you hear it so many times from coaches out there that the biggest improvements are from 1 to 2, and then the next improvement is from week 2 to 3. And then you're thinking, you know, Central Michigan, number one, they can't be this bad. Okay, number two, you don't know. Rhode Island looked better. They looked like they were improved. They weren't the same team that Kansas beat up on in week one last year. And in college football, there's something you can't do. You can't compare years, because even the fewest losses to graduation or an injury or something along those lines changes the football team. You look at Central Michigan, their quarterback, he's on the Dallas Cowboys roster right now. Just losing him has affected their entire offense. You know, they bring back like 9 starters on offense. So, you know, when I was watching it, I was thinking, gosh, this is the opportunity to go 2-0 for Kansas. And then you kind of start coming back to reality and they still have to go out and win the football game. And what we know, Randy, is, hey, Vegas doesn't mess up a whole lot. You know, they got it as a Kansas as a 5-point favorite. So those guys still think it could be a competitive game.
I know reading the message boards, there was a lot of strong feelings early on from our subscribers that this would be an easy game based off the fact that Central Michigan barely beat Rhode Island. And last year, KU crushed Rhode Island, like you alluded to. Do you think there's anything to that theory and that could play true today?
No, like we talked about, things change so much. And the biggest question for me going into this game is last week we saw what I believe was Central Michigan's C- or D+ game. Okay, what we haven't seen is what is Central Michigan's B+ game. And what we really don't know either is what is KU's B+ or A- game. Because I think KU played solid last week. But the one thing we don't know is I think Central Michigan's the factor out there that they looked so unimpressive in week one. Do they come back this week in week two and look so much better? Hey, let's face it. Last year, Ohio lost at home to Texas State. What do they do the following week? They come to Lawrence and just, they put one on KU in week two. So this is a reminder to not get overconfident and too cocky basing scores off week one.
All right, I'm going to turn this thing over to Kirby in the studio, who has John Evans on the line, football beat writer who covers Central Michigan.
Thanks, Randy. We're going to be welcomed here by John Evans from Chippewa Country, who covers Central Michigan. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, John?
Good. We got a pretty good game. The Vegas odds makers have it at 5 going into this thing. And, you know, my first question for you is, what did you take away in the opening game last week against Rhode Island?
The biggest takeaway was the new offense that the Chippewas debuted. You know, we lost some coaches last season. Offensive coordinator retired, and the guy who was going to replace him ended up going to Cincinnati to his alma mater to be the running backs coach. So we brought in Chris Ostrowski from Northern Michigan. He runs a very fast-paced, up-tempo offense. It's a spread offense, and since 2009, the Chippewas have been running pro sets, so it was a welcome sight for fans. You got to love the speed and love the ability to score points. Unfortunately, last week, Chippewas struggled to find the end zone. You know, they ended up going to triple overtime against a pretty bad Rhode Island team, and it was not what fans expected, but the offense did come close to 500 yards, and they looked really efficient at times, and it was a welcome sight for sure.
When you look back at that game, and then you look at the Kansas game today, what are some of the things offensively and defensively that Central Michigan has got to do better?
I think the big thing is the offensive line play. You know, you bring back all 5 starters from last year, and when you say that, you think, oh, wow, this group is going to be pretty good. But the reality is they struggled last year, and Cooper Rush, who's now with the Dallas Cowboys, struggled last year because of the constant pressure on him. So you bring him back, you've got the continuity there, and you think, you know, maybe this group will be better, but they really struggled again. But the positive was they did really well in the run game. Now, I don't know if that was just because of the new spread offense. It opened up some things for them. So the pass protection is the big thing that they need to do better. If they're gonna want to have a chance against Kansas, they're gonna have to do a better job protecting the quarterback and giving him time to make decisions. Shane Morris, the grad transfer from Michigan, is pretty much taking over the role at quarterback, and he needs some time to digest some things back there and not feel rushed.
So you touched on the offense a little bit there. How do you think the defense, you know, matches up against Kansas today?
I think the defense matches up pretty well, honestly. Kansas loves to throw the ball, according to their first game at least. And Central Michigan forced 6 interceptions against Rhode Island, and their secondary has got a lot of experience. They've got 2 seniors back there in Amari Coleman and Josh Cox. Cox and Coleman were both starting cornerbacks last year. Now Cox has moved to safety this year, but he's kind of playing a hybrid role. He's moving all over the field. He's really good in zone coverage and just get him out in space and kind of be a ball hawk back there. Coleman is going to be the number one corner. He's got a future on Sundays, many think. He made a spectacular one-handed interception last week. Both him and Cox both had 2 interceptions each last week. So I think the secondary depth and strength really matches up well with the passing game of Kansas. And the front 7 was really stout last week. They're projected to be one of the better defenses in the MAC. So I think it's really going to be a great matchup to watch. You're going to see, what gives first. Will the CMU secondary give up some big plays like they did last week against Rhode Island? Or will they find a way to stop those and keep themselves in the game?
Well, this is where we put you on the spot a little bit. You know, give me your take on how you think this game plays out and what's your prediction.
I think early on, fans are going to see kind of a slow start. I think you're going to see both defenses play pretty strong early on. Teams are going to feel themselves out. And then the second half, you're going to see some things open up. I think Kansas maybe pulls out a close one here. This just seems like a game that Central Michigan has played so many times before. A game where they have a chance to win, it's really close in the end, and they put themselves in a chance to win, and somehow they're just unable to pull it out. You know, you've seen it a ton of times before, and unfortunately, I think this one maybe goes that way again. So, I'm predicting something maybe like a 34-31 Kansas win, but, you know, I think it's going to be a really close game, and it should be a fun one for fans to watch.
All right, that's some great stuff from John Evans there. Hey, we really appreciate you joining us on the podcast, and have a good call today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Good stuff from John Evans there, giving us a little more detail from the Central Michigan side of this game. Let's turn back to the Jayhawks and talk more about this matchup. JK, the Jayhawks passing game looked good in week one, while this ground game left some questions in a lot of people's minds that have paid attention to the Jayhawks over the years and had expectations coming into this season. What's your take on the KU offense versus the Central Michigan defense? As I know you had a chance to talk with a couple members of the staff that gave you some insight.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Doug Meacham, and you know, when I asked him what they do defensively, I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, they play a four-man front. They don't get too crazy. He said they'll play a lot of cover four. He said they will make you try to beat them. They aren't going to do a lot of things to get out of position and leave gaps open or leave passing lanes open. They want you to earn every yard you can take. Meacham said, now Meacham's been around the Big 12 for a long time, okay? I mean, he's been at Oklahoma State for a long time. He's been at TCU for a few years. So he's a Big 12 guy. He compared the scheme of Central Michigan's defense to that of Kansas State's. He said that's a lot of the same philosophies. Where you've watched Kansas State before. Defensively, they just make you keep grinding and earn it going down the field, and then they hope you make a mistake. And what Kansas State does is they hope to get you 2 to 3 times a game where you're going to make that bad pass or lay the ball on the carpet, and that's what Central Michigan does defensively. So it'll be interesting. I think that means, Randy, you're going to see the run game have a chance to put up some more yards than they did last week. You know, Southeast Missouri State last week, they had 7 guys, sometimes 8 in the box, and it was almost like they were daring Kansas to throw the football, which they did, and they did pretty well.
You know, the Western Michigan offense put up big numbers in the overtime win last week. To hear more about what the KU defense has to watch for, here's defensive coordinator Clint Bowen's breakdown after watching them on film.
You know, their base offense is the, you know, kind of what the American standard offense right now is, you know, four wides or four wide receiver look. They use their tight end number 87 a lot, like maybe we use our Ben Johnson. He plays tight end, but he flexes out as a wide receiver. So there's a tight end in the game, but it ends up being, you know, four wide receiver look. And then they, you know, they run the inside zone plays, try to control your, you know, your box with the RPO, the run pass options stuff off of it. You know, a little bit up tempo, but they're, you know, they're in that mode of what we see a lot of times in our conference in terms of spreading the field, you know, run the ball inside, try and pull you inside, and then throw the RPO game, and then in the pass game throwing the verticals and the, you know, a lot of combination different routes.
You know, when they've got things clicking and going, you know, what do they do well and kind of what do you see what they want to do well?
Well, you know, in game one, he was, you know, they were 246 yards rushing, 253 passing. So they're, you know, when they have things clicking, they're hitting you on the inside with their, you know, they're a little bit of a gap fold. You know, you get a lot of guard pull, inside gap fold stuff. So they'll hit you in the run game on the inside. And then, you know, as you start packing the box back in there, then they're going to hit you on the RPO. And then in the pass game, they have some capable kids. Number 8, number 21. He was listed as 3, but he wore 21 in the game. So I don't know what that was all about. But, you know, they're very capable. And the tight end's a big kid on the outside that can big body you. And so, that, you know, when it's going, I think they're running the ball and banging out the short pass game out to you and then hitting you on some verticals here and there.
Okay, prediction time is here. Kirby, how do you think this game plays out?
Well, I think Kansas will play better than last week, and I think Central Michigan will play better than last week. I just, right now, I really believe the game's in Lawrence, and I think Kansas is the better football team that has better talent. And I think that the Kansas offensive system will still give Central Michigan some issues because Central Michigan doesn't see that air raid, wide open, you know, hurry up offense all the time. Now, Central Michigan does have some nice corners who can play, but I really feel that this is going to be KU's game for them to get out and go 2-0. I said it yesterday on the guys with Sports Radio 810, Randy. I'm going to keep it the same. I'm saying Jayhawks 38, Central Michigan 27. Hey, you know something? Cool. You always make me make the prediction. I'm not going to let you off the hook. Give me your take on the game, buddy.
You know, I look at this one.
I think we continue. We see the continued development of this Kansas offense and Peyton Bender get more of a rhythm in Doug Meacham's system. I think you're going to see KU talking about those corners Central Michigan has. I think you're going to see this offense attack the middle of the field. I think Ben Johnson could be a factor again this week. I think you see a lot of slants and stuff moving, even with the flankers coming off the edges to get the ball in Steven Sims' hands, and Jeremiah Booker continue his hot start. I also think the running game is really going to be a factor. I think they want to run the football, and David Beatty has talked about that. We're going to see this ground game, and I think we're going to see a lot of Dom Williams. And I think we're going to see his continued development from the highly touted freshman that was seemingly committed to KU for years and years before he finally got here this fall. My call on this one, I think Kansas 34, Central Michigan 28.
All right, so we're fairly close on that. You're getting a little bit closer to that Vegas number.
Yeah, when you talked about the line, I was like, well, maybe. I always feel like they know things. I mean, obviously those lines, they don't build those casinos for no reason out there. They don't build them to give away money. So when I heard the line and I realized how close it was, I said, well, maybe I've stumbled on something. So hopefully we see that kind of a day from the Jayhawks. Obviously we're going to see a beautiful day day of football, but before we wrap this thing up, I want to go through the list of recruits that were in for last weekend's game against Central Michigan. 3, 2, 1. It's going to be an amazing day for football. Great weather. Looking forward to getting down to Lawrence and getting into Memorial Stadium. But before we wrap this up, I want to run through the list of prospects and recruits that were on the sidelines for last week's game against Southeast Missouri. Good group of local visitors, including highly touted just sophomore running back Kai Thomas from Topeka, 2019 quarterback Graham Mertz from Blue Valley North, Miles Emery, a defensive end from Blue Valley North that's already committed to KU. Marcus Hicks, a 2019 defensive end from Wichita Northwest that will be one of the top players in the entire country. Cooper Beebe, a 300-pound junior defensive tackle from Piper. Echo Boyedo, a speedy cornerback from Lawrence who already holds an offer from the Jayhawks as well. Well, that wraps it up, but be sure and check out the site for all of our recruiting updates. I want to thank John Evans for joining us to break down the Central Michigan side. Be sure and stay tuned to Jayhawk Slant for our next podcast and all our team coverage and recruiting news after today's game. For John Kirby, this is Randy Withers signing off. If you're heading over to Memorial Stadium today, enjoy the day.
This has been a podcast from JayhawkSlant.com.